Now, if you are sick of hearing talk of sequestration, furloughs, and Fed bashing, who can blame you? Well, brighten up. It's Public Service Recognition Week. The Partnership for Public Service helps organize activities, and it is also announcing the finalists for the Service to America medals given to outstanding federal civilian employees. Partnership Vice President John Pelguda joins us now. Hi, John.
Good morning, Emily.
So let's start off by talking about the Service to America medals, the SAMMEs. Who are this year's nominees?
Well, we actually had hundreds of individuals nominated from various, well, almost all the federal agencies. And we've gone through the very tough task of narrowing it down to 31 finalists. And it's those 31 finalists that were announced this morning. We're going to have a very nice breakfast for them at the up on the Cannon House office building, and the nominees are in eight different categories. And I should mention, Emily, you know, the Service to America Medals Program has this is the 12th year. And we have eight different categories of award winners. And the whole purpose, as you said, this is Public Service Recognition Week. It's a time to remember federal employees. And this is a chance to put a face on public service. So, you know, we've got it's at eight categories. Let me just mention a couple of them, Emily.
Sure.
In the National Security and International Affairs Division, we have a medical officer who's a finalist from the Centers for Disease Control down in Atlanta, and Hamid Jafari. And what he did was simply direct a global initiative that eradicated polio in India.
Oh, simply that.
Simply that. You know, it's been, you know, polio has been pretty much eradicated in the U.S., but people don't realize that it's still a problem in three other countries, but no longer India, because of Hamid Jafari. And also in that, in the what we call our Management Excellence Division, we have a team from the Small Business Administration, Harry Haskins and his team. And several years ago, they revitalized a small business investment program that has put literally billions of dollars into the hands of entrepreneurs who have created thousands of jobs since 2009. And let me mention a couple of others, and then if we have time, we can do even more.
Before you get to them, because it all sounds fascinating, but just let me ask you this for a window, sort of some insight into how you make these decisions. You said that there are thousands of nominations. What criteria do you use to whittle it down to these finalists?
Well, and actually, it's hundreds of nominees. We're trending towards thousands.
Hundreds.
It's hundreds of nominees. The criteria basically, and again, these are folks who are nominated by their agencies, and it could be anybody. It can be the head of the agency, it can be a coworker, it can be a supervisor, or it can be the employee nominating a manager. So the nominations come from all over. Now, the criteria basically is that in each of the categories, the employee is someone that the nominee, the nominator, believes has done something very worthwhile, deserving of recognition, aligned with the agency mission, and it's basically as simple as that. Now, what we do in trying to sort through these hundreds of nominations, and Emily, it is really tough because every single person is deserving of recognition. But we go through, we do a little vetting to make sure that the information that's been submitted is still timely and accurate. And we may actually be, you know, call the nominator and other people. We take a look at the impact and the significance of the accomplishments of the individual or the team, and then we look at the basically the category. So we have for example, a career achievement category. which is recognizing a lifetime of achievement. But then we also have a call to serve category, which is reserved for folks who have been in public service less than 5 years. Mm-hmm. So we've got lifetime of service. We have someone who's relatively new. Mm-hmm. And we're just taking a look at, you know, what they've done and then trying to figure out which ones, you know, to bring to light.
We're speaking with John Palguda. He's Vice President for Public Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, which is just announcing its 31 finalists for this year's SAMMY Awards for Public Service. You mentioned you look at impact, the impact of someone's work. And I imagine that there are a lot of federal employees who know that they are working for the public, that they are doing something good, but it is a smaller part of a larger whole. So when you look at impact, what particularly are you looking for?
Well, the impact can be on the public at large. It can be on addressing a long-standing problem, whether it be in public health, it be in protecting the country in terms of homeland security or international affairs. One of the things I really liked was that a couple years ago we added a management excellence category, because we have people in government whose contribution is they're just fantastic managers. They're not out there in the public eye, but they're making the wheels of government operate effectively and efficiently. So it's each individual's contribution to the whole, as you put it, Emily. And, you know, everybody's got to do their part. We have over 2 million civilian employees in government, and these nominations come from across the nation and internationally. We've had individual federal employees stationed overseas who have been past winners. And it's really just, again, in part, putting a face on public service. This is Public Service Recognition Week. People forget about all the things that government is charged with doing, and they certainly sometimes forget about what a fantastic job so many federal employees are doing, and this is a chance to put real faces on that service and tell the stories of these individuals throughout government who are really making a difference. And when people hear the stories, I think they can really connect with, yes, this is something that's important. It's making a difference in our lives, thank God we've got those public employees out there.
When will you be announcing the winners in each of these categories?
Thank you. The winners will be announced, because the finalists, again, are going to be announced tomorrow. But the winners are going to be announced at a black tie dinner, and I think you've attended in the past, Emily.
I did, but for the life of me, I can't remember which month it's in.
Well, last year it was September, but this year it's going to be October 3rd.
Okay.
At the Andrew Mellon Auditorium in D.C. And of course, we'll have all the finalists there as well as the award winners. So it's kind of like the Academy Awards. So that'll be in the fall. But what we'll be doing between now and then is, again, telling the stories of these individuals. I know Federal News Radio does interviews online with many of them.
Yes, we will have full coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys do a wonderful job in sharing the information. And so that will be happening between now and the dinner. And, of course, we still have to decide from these finalists who are the award winners. And in that case, we have a blue ribbon panel that will go through these 31 finalists. We've got university presidents. We have private sector CEOs, union presidents, members of Congress, leaders in government and media. And so this blue ribbon panel has the real tough job. They have to figure out which of these 31 are going to be the 8 award winners.
Well, we don't envy them. I'm sure it's going to be a very difficult decision, but we look forward to the resolution. John Palguda, thanks so much for joining us.
Emily, thank you.